Like, not at all. I mean, they're both light-skinned black guys.
Well, yeah, but besides that, it's not. Like, that's the problem. People are like, oh, you know, black guy. No, I didn't say you looked like Denzel Washington. Those two guys specifically look like each other. I think you're being thrown off by the Band-Aid. The Band-Aid. If you put a Band-Aid on Steve Smith Sr., you'd be like, damn, that'd be Nelly.
Hey, listen, if your eyes see that they look similar, then those are your eyes. I can't look at life through your eyes. I'm just looking at them through my eyes, and through my eyes, they don't look alike at all.
Steve Smith walked into Radio Row at like 5 a.m. a couple years ago, and I was like, from across the way, I was like, damn, that's Nelly, because he had like an entourage with him, too. I didn't expect Steve Smith Sr. to have kind of an entourage. I thought Steve Smith would roll in with like some cabbie that he had befriended and was like going to buy his college tuition or something, but he had a full-blown entourage.
He did, but, you know, like I said, they don't look alike.
All right.
On a related note, what do you think of the Brian Gain hire?
You know what? When I look at it, I think that hire just tells me that the Texans overall as an organization aren't down on the personnel that they have. I think every decision that was made over the past 4 years with the Texans, Brian Gain had a part in making it. All the off-season decisions, the free agent draft, all that stuff, he was there for all of it for the past 4 years. So you're bringing somebody back into the fold that was here the whole time anyway. Like, he was gone for, what, 6 months, 7 months? And so you just have someone that's more agreeable and can get along better with Bill O'Brien, and so, you know, hopefully that translates into something positive as far as just the atmosphere in the building over there. But I just think that, you know, I guess you look at the situation, you say, okay, best case scenario, every bad decision that Rick Smith made, Brian Gain was on the other side saying we should be doing it the other way. Worst case scenario is that it's the opposite, that all the good decisions that Rick Smith made was Rick, and Brian Gain was like, no, I don't think we should be going somewhere else. I think it actually realistically it lies somewhere in the middle. So some of the bad and some of the good he was there for. And so, like I said, in my opinion, you're really getting more of the same when it comes to the actual decision making and way the front office looked at personnel. So I think that's what you get.
You played with a lot of different teams over the course of your career. Obviously, people know you here. You're a Pro Bowler here, but the Dolphins, the Jets, the Chiefs, the Seahawks, the Eagles towards the end. The reason I ask this question is O'Brien talked last week about alignment. The teams that you played on, like, where did you get a sense where, okay, things are weird between the coaching staff and the front office, and were there any examples of where you felt like, okay, this organization really knows exactly what it's doing, and there's a nice cohesion between the coaching staff and the guys in the front office?
I thought it was weird in Philly. I think in Philly, you could tell, and like, right after I left, they ended up, what's the guy's name?
Howie Roseman.
They ended up getting, like, demoting him or something.
Well,
like,
no,
that,
he got moved, and he's the thing that people are acting like it would be impossible for Rick Smith to get moved out of GM and then move back. Like, that's exactly what happened with Howie Roseman. He got moved out of the GM for Chip Kelly, and then Chip Kelly left, and Howie Roseman came back.
Right. So, you know, you had a certain direction, and then Chip Kelly comes in and he moves him out the way.
Yeah.
And then, but like I said, those two weren't on the same page.
Right.
There were a lot of decisions that were being made. You could kind of tell that
happened,
it was palpable.
Because that wasn't the setup originally, right? That was after the first season.
Chip Kelly, the first year, Howie Roseman. Howie Roseman, he had control of everything. And then Chip Kelly kind of worked his, you know, his little magic. I guess he had a good first year there. And so he's like, I need more power, I need more control over things. And they gave it to him. And then Philly fell off.
That's one thing.
And so they got rid of Chip.
The dynamic here with Dom Capers and Charlie Casserly was interesting to me, and I know some people thought that the problem with those two might have simply been that they were both too nice. Like, they were almost both too deferential to the other guy. Neither of them was an a-hole. Like, that'll be like, nope, this is the way it's going to be, dang it. And they also just didn't have that same cohesion. I felt like Casserly and Kubiak might have ended up actually being pretty good, because I think Kubiak was willing to let Casserly be the guy to make the personnel decisions, and that's how you ended up with the best draft the team has ever had.
I find it interesting that both years that the GM goes out the door, they have like a hell of a draft out the door. Like, think about Rick Smith's draft last year and the guys that they brought in there. They got Deshaun Watson, you got Carlos Watkins, you got Cunningham, you got Foreman. That I could see that draft ending up being like the 06 draft here, where you had D'Amico and all these guys and Eric Winston and all these guys that get drafted that year, but it's out, then the GM is out the door.
That's
the next
a
year.
Really
That's
interesting point. Is this, well, this well, mean, as soon as there's a, we should have known Rick Smith was gone as soon as Zach Cunningham and Dylan Cole looked good.
I would just, again, I would just love to really, and maybe we will never find out, and the odds are that we will never find out, but I would love to know, and we, obviously when you were here last week, we had Michael Lombardi on, I would love to know the major divide between O'Brien and Rick Smith, like knowing that Rick Smith, in fairness, and he had been there for a long time with not a lot of success, but he did draft Deshaun Watson, and he traded up for Deshaun. It's not like he fell to him like, you know, Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. Like, he actively was, you know, the guy who was the driving force behind that move. So that's something I'm just very curious about. And maybe it had nothing to do with Deshaun. It was a bunch of other things over the 4 years.